The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Kind of confusing and overwhelming to be human. Kind of confusing how all of it fits together, how we can open to the coexistence of joy and sorrow, the enormity of suffering, the progress we've made as a species, the existential threats to civilization in the form of climate change, the discrete joys of being human, and the enormity of loss, the reality of grief. And somehow it doesn't feel like it can all coexist. Or what does it look like to permit all of that to exist simultaneously? And it said, you know, in some kind of Buddhist psychology that it's one mind moment at a time, and that's going to either be, you know, happy or sad, grieving or love, or and I don't know exactly how all this fits together. There are certain times when I look at the news or something, or read something about climate, and it just pushes out everything else from consciousness, and it casts a shadow over everything. What does anything else matter? And then there are other moments when I live in the kind of small, discrete pleasures of just being alive. And I don't know how it all fits together or what an integration of all of that looks like, but I had this curious experience that was unfamiliar to me. And I was actually with a couple fellow practitioners that we went to this. It wasn't a kind of traditional meditation thing. It was more of a kind of yogic breathing practice that none of us were particularly familiar with. And we were in a kind of dark room with a small group of maybe 10 people or so. And the practice is done lying down. And it was a 90-minute practice period. And at some point during this, it's a silent practice, but at some point I heard a young woman crying nearby, yeah? And it touched me in some way that it almost immediately brought my own tears, and they were tears that were arising out of compassion for her pain, but then also resonating with whatever is unfinished in my heart, and more generally with the kind of the pain of this realm. And that's not a very familiar experience of the compassion, the heart opening, you know, and there was a certain sadness to it, but poignancy was really it, and not painful exactly. But coexisting with that, and it was almost like Yeah, very, very unexpected. But as I'm crying there, you know, like audibly crying, I had this simultaneous experience of laughing. Yeah. The tears, totally real. And it's very unusual for that, right? It's like almost maniacal, right? The kind of laughter, right? I don't know how I sounded to other people, yeah? But with that depth of sadness, there was also this kind of like deep belly laughter. And it was, I was not laughing at myself or anyone or laughing at the pain. It was this kind of, the way it felt, it was this sort of like, almost like this cosmic comedic quality of the smallness of pain, you know? And it kind of exploded my mind into this much broader perspective of like the cosmic joke, yeah? And this it being in touch with a much kind of more spacious field, yeah? Almost laughing at the kind of claustrophobia of pain. And then there's a third very distinct experience that was totally simultaneous also with the tears and the laughter, which was, there's like a part of my heart that felt like it was deep, deep beneath the sea. And this like really visceral, palpable peace running through, holding all of it. The tears and the laughter. And so for that time, it actually felt like there was somehow a full, true, simultaneous acknowledgement of the human condition. Whoever could have guessed that being human is like this, yeah. Sometimes I say the Dharma is more than we bargain for, yeah, but the human condition also more than we bargain for. But here it is, and we're doing it as best we can. Yeah. It's touching to be with you. You.